This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The place to be this week, if you're anybody in Hollywood, was actually Las Vegas. All the stars, directors, and studios were there, showing new footage, full-length films, sometimes on the latest and greatest in sound and theater technology. It's a confab you might not have ever heard of before, CinemaCon. Pamela McClintock from The Hollywood Reporter was there covering the whole thing. Pamela, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
What happens at this thing? I mean, is it, do you have fans there and great characters and new movies? Is it Comic-Con? What is it?
No fans, but the presentations are held in the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, which is like a cavernous theater. And each studio does their own presentation, and they show trailers, unseen footage, some trot out big stars. So it's, you know, it's really across the board.
Are the theater owners catered to by the studios? Because you got to get the movies out there, right? And if the theater owners aren't in your back pocket, then you're in some trouble.
Right. It's sort of them, you know, giving them a little treat and whetting their appetites. I mean, in this day and age, you know, a theater owner could watch a trailer back home. But this is a way to sort of make them feel special and give them attention.
Is all the money in movies and being a theater owner these days, is it still in the popcorn and the 4-gallon soda sizes and the giant candy bars, or do they actually make money other ways now?
They make money from the movies, but concessions are still where they make the most money.
Yeah. What'd you like upcoming sneak preview wise? What hit you?
On the awards front, it was very interesting. Fox showed footage from The Revenant, which is Alejandro Iñárritu's next movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Birdman, right?
Right, Birdman. Yeah. And they also showed some footage from Joy, which is the David O. Russell film that comes out this fall. Mm-hmm. And then, not necessarily an awards movie, but they showed some footage from Ridley Scott's The Martian starring Matt Damon, which looked fantastic.
Also, not to be missed, is Vin Diesel in Furious 8 coming soon to a theater near you.
Right.
Which I can't believe.
You know, Universal was very smart. They waited until their presentation to date both the second and third movies in the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy, as well as Furious 8. And Vin Diesel came on stage Thursday and gave a very emotional speech and then announced the date of the next movie.
Yeah, emotional, of course, because of Paul Walker. He called him, my brother Pablo. Right,
exactly.
Yeah. Do these folks know that this doesn't have sort of the broad cultural thing that Comic-Con does?
Oh, yeah, they're aware of that. It's, you know, it's really a B2B convention where the right. studios are catering to the theater owners. And, you know, I'd be remiss, we talked about movies at the end of the year, but, you know, of course, every big summer film was touted either through a trailer or footage,
yeah.
including Jurassic World, which seemed to really wow theater owners. Tomorrowland, which is the Brad Bird movie with George Clooney, was another big...
Oh, yeah.
Which,
I'm a Clooney fan. I'll go see that.
Yeah, very interesting. Tom Cruise was sort of the hit of the week. He presented footage from Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, as well as talked about doing the stunt where he's hanging off the side of the airplane, which you see in the trailer. And they showed unedited footage, and you could see the rope where he was hanging. It was pretty incredible.
Oh, come on. Really?
Really.
It was actually him?
It's actually him.
No. Yes. Stunt double. Come on. They're not going to put a gazillion-dollar body out there.
It really is him. He takes great pride in doing his own stunts.
Well, now I'm going to have to go see that movie despite myself just to see if I can see that rope. Pamela McClintock is a senior film writer for The Hollywood Reporter. Pam, thanks very much.
Thanks so much, you guys.
If you want to see Tom Cruise hanging off that airplane, and come on, who doesn't? We've got the new Mission Impossible trailer on our website, marketplace.org, which means I think I don't actually have to go see that movie.